Community Chorus Board of Directors President Jan Smith says the song selections for this performance will be a careful mix of the sacred and profane.
We are presenting two major works, one by Felix Mendelssohn, Psalm 42, which is a setting of the 42nd Psalm, and that will be in German, and that is a pretty spiritual work. And the second major work are the five mystical songs by Ray Vaughan Williams.
Smith says the chorus has some special bonus selections on the program, too.
And then we'll do two additional pieces by Vaughan Williams, Whether Men Do Laugh or Weep, which is very popular. And then the Wedding Carol from In Windsor's Forest. So they will be a little different. Then a little bit of a departure from the spiritual. So it's a kind of a mix. We have some spiritual, some secular. It's there for everyone.
Legendary music director and conductor Andre Thomas will be stepping away from the podium for this performance. Smith says a special guest will be wielding the baton on Sunday.
Dr. Anton Armstrong from St. Olaf College will be on the podium conducting us. So it's going to be a wonderful performance and a great way to open our 30th anniversary season, I think.
That's an observance, says Chorus Executive Director Randall Webster, that carries with it a great deal of significance.
It's an amazing history going back and looking through it and to see where they started and where we are now. And to be one of the premier choral ensembles in the world, performing internationally, performing choral masterworks, bringing something to Tallahassee that many, many communities across our country don't have the opportunity to hear.
Community Chorus Board President Jan Smith says the next performance is just days away.
Sunday, November 19th at 4 p.m. in Ruby Diamond Concert Hall. And if you come a little early, you can join us for a patron appreciation reception that will be catered by Uptown Cafe and Catering. Punch and cookies to appreciate our patrons, many of whom have supported us for our whole 30 years, and some may be joining us just for the first time.
And since the word community is in the chorus's name, Smith says this will also be a benefit event.
And we're also partnering with Elder Care Services, so we'd like patrons to bring a non-perishable food item to help restock their emergency food pantry. That would be great. We'll have bins and Elder Care Services folks in the lobby.
All in all, a very tasty way to spend a Sunday afternoon. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.